90.1 FM Turmoil, music from Brave New World, I Care. That's from their album Initiation. They'll be playing up at the Anthrax this Saturday night, along with Pillsbury Hardcore Lost Generation. Check the show out if you can. Before that, from Italy, Kina with Nel Tunnel from their album Circando. And from Yugoslavia, Abaddon gave us Vet za Vet, which means eye for an eye. And that's on New Wave Records out of France. Abaddon, Kina, Brave New World. Probably for the first time in the States anywhere, we've got the new T Decay album. And we're going to go listen to a tune called Heroina. Then we'll be talking to Andy, who's good friends with the band. T Decay here on Turmoil.
Pero tu futuro lo sabemos todos.
No.
caída. Pronto estarás muerto. Mientras ellos juegan a no saber nada, porque tienen bastante. Pensan de sus boquillas y los gobiernos. Traficando, prometiendo, asesinando y engañando. Traficando y destruyendo, traficando, 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 traficando, matando, matando, matando.
Heroína. 90.1 FM Turmoil. You're hearing it here for the first time. That was Heroína from the Spanish band T Decay. And with me here in the studios is Andy. He's a good friend of the band's, and he brought the album over for us to listen to. And the only thing I can make out of there, from what little Spanish I know, was Heroína Adicto Muerte, which means heroin addiction, death.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you explain a little bit about that?
Well, I don't know.
For the band.
It's a song against the heroin addicts and the involvement of the heroin movement with the government and the state, and why, who rules really the heroin addicts? I mean, who plays with them? Who's moving the strings?
Now, and on the lyric sheet here, all they can really print, he said, is those three words, Heroína, Adicto, Muerto.
Yeah, well...
Was that because they were afraid of the government reprisals?
Obviously not to get, in order to not not having any problems with the law, because I mean, half of the lyrics is against, I mean, it's a heroin addict, and the rest of the lyrics is, the second half of the song is saying who moves it all and who earns money really with it, and how there's some states of the world that have all the economic basic on it, such as South America and a lot of Asian countries, and they how the big Occidental countries play with it. And
so the government actually does listen to what's being said over there. It's a lot tighter than here in the States, where you can say anything you want against the government, and they really don't pay too much attention.
No,
but yeah. I guess in Spain they pay closer to attention to what's...
Well, it's all smaller there, and there's fewer bands, so I suppose it's easier for them to listen. But I mean, they do mess around, and they don't let you play in places, and people have been in jail for anti-terrorist laws for saying some songs, and some Basque groups have been having troubles.
Okay, why don't you tell us a little bit about the band? They're a three-piece now.
Yeah, well, the singer left the band for, I don't know, I suppose that you call it musical problems with the rest of the band or whatever. And now the bass player has assumed the role of the singer. Most of the songs, in some songs, I think the drummer, Magu, he sings part of it. Well, I mean, he used to sing in the rehearsals, he used to sing it. And I think now in the LP, he sings part of the song at least. And the rest are the same. The guitar and the bass player are the same as they started.
How long have they been together, would you say?
Well, I don't know, since... Well, before, when they were four, they started something like 80... 45, I would say. And now they've been three since the November, something like that, last year. The guitar left, and now, casually, he's living in Ireland, working in a beach bar or something like that in the Balearic Islands in Spain. And that's all we know from him.
Okay, one question I have is about the scene in Spain. It's from talking to you earlier this evening, it seems, you know, you don't get too many world punk records, mostly through bootlegs.
Yeah, mostly it's from bootlegs or from friends that come from England or Amsterdam. I mean, London or Amsterdam, basically. And there's not really any, I mean, it's, there's no, let's say, distribution for punk bands because there's no big punk bands. I mean, there used to be the Kennedys, but looks like they split out and everything. And there's really nothing coming out from outside Spain. I mean, there's a lot of Spanish punk bands. I mean, there's, well, quite a lot, at least, I would say. And from the vast country, especially, there's, I mean, I would say, the most of the vast country groups are punk, or at least very, very hard core stuff like that. And, well, we're trying to have fun there.
So they're really pretty much influencing each other. They really don't have other bands to fall back on as influences.
No, no. I mean, just have to, I don't know, hear a song of someone, and that's all you can do. I mean, there's no way you can get a record from any, I don't know, Italian or German or, I mean, from the States, it's almost impossible. And then you just have to sort of go out, see them there, or try to buy them, and come back to Spain. But, I mean, you can't really do that because you've got no money to go outside, so it's all the same problem always.
Okay. What about the places to play? Is there a problem for the bands to play, finding places?
Well, I don't know. I mean, in the Basque Country, it certainly is. Cause
where is the Basque Country exactly?
It's in the north. It's the between Spain and France, and it's a tough country there. And outside of Madrid, I'm from Madrid. I mean, outside from Madrid, around Spain, I don't know. But in Madrid, there's a couple of clubs that you can play. Not much, cause, I mean, there's been closing down, but there's still a couple of clubs that you can sort of play. But there's, again, the problem with the authority, and they won't let you play late, and they won't let you, some certain bands can't play, and you have your problems. But, I mean, you can try play. And especially in the sort of feasts in the little towns around Madrid, they don't care too much. Because, I mean, if there's a socialist town hall, will they let you play? If it's conservative, they won't let you play. And depends on the town, really. But, I mean, you can play in the towns, especially in summer. Mm-hmm. You can do summer gigs and gigs around Madrid. And that's all.
Have you had a chance to see the American punk scene or the English punk scene? Do you have problems sort of like in America with the skinheads, say, or
fights
breaking out at shows?
Yeah, that's the problem, really. I mean, that's the problem with the clubs because the skins sort of, a little bit more violent than necessary. And they sort of start fights and have problems and break things. And when the concert ends, all their surroundings are full of broken bottles and stuff. And then the police will hassle the club owners and there'll be problems. And that's why there's some clubs have had to close down because the police closed it. And, well, I suppose the skin problem is all over the world, so they're too violent probably. We've got a couple of friends that are skins and perfectly nice and all of that. But most of them, they're really too young probably, and it's always a problem with them. They start fights and dangerous.
Okay, why don't we get back to some more music from the band, T Decay. Interesting name. Originally you said it was TDK, and now they had to add an E to it due to the, tape company. Okay. So it's T Decay. And we're going to hear something also from the new album called A Toda Prisa. How's that sound?
No? No, that's the name of the record.
Name of the album, A Toda Prisa. And we're going to hear Todo.
Yeah, that's
it. Why don't you explain what that is?
Well, A Toda Prisa means full speed or made in a rush, in a hurry or something like that. And Todo is everything.
Okay. T Decay here on Turmoil.
We'll be right back.
90.1 FM Turmoil, new music from T. Decay out of Spain from their latest album, A Toda Prisa. We heard Toda Toda. With me in the studios is Andy, a friend of the band. He's here in the States for a few weeks, and he brought the album down for you people to listen to. First time in the States. That was Toda Toda. Why don't you tell us who the members in the band are, so people would know that.
Oh, well, the bass player is called Paco La Náquera. And he used to play in another band called, well, it's something like the Baker Shop of Señora Carmen or something like that. Then comes José Siemens, which was, used to be the guitar player of Spasmodics before joining TDK something like 5 years ago or something like that. And then comes Magu, which is the drum player. And that's it. And, well, I mean, Paco La Náquera, the bass player, is also the singer now after Alfonso left.
Okay.
That's it. That's the story of them.
Okay, they have no problems, though, practicing or anything?
No,
like
no.
That.
I mean, they rehearse in a garage, a family garage, and they've got no problems. They keep on rehearsing every day. Now they're putting, I don't know how you call it, sort of computer drumming and stuff, and having fun and quite well and healthy.
Do they have like tours of the country in Spain as like American bands do?
No, not there. I mean, big bands do. I mean, big, famous. I mean, between the punk groups, only the vast country punk groups do it. I mean, and they don't do tours. They go to Madrid or they go to Barcelona, which is the other big city of Spain. But they've only played around Madrid and, I don't know, 300 kilometers around, something like that. Never there further.
So there's really no plans of, like, say, TDK touring Europe or going to England?
Well, there's a... The girlfriend of the drummer is German, and they're trying to make a concert in Germany. Well, a couple of concerts in Germany, because she lived there till 2 years ago. She's German, and she's raised there and all that. And they're trying to play in Berlin and somewhere near Stuttgart or something like that. That's when I left them. Don't know what they're doing now. They're going to try to make that for August. There's little clubs and stuff. And that's all. I don't think. I mean, they haven't got any other plans, but they would like to have plans.
Okay, this is on Phono Music Records. If you want the address, why don't you give me a call? This way, you can write to the label and sort of order the record. It's from T Decay. We're going to listen to something from their second album, Carnivision. Why don't you tell us about this song? Because I'm not even going to try to pronounce it.
Well, it's called La Senda de los Elefantes, and it's the path of the elephants. And it's, it used to be called Rambo, such as Sylvester Stallone film. Then it changed to Harakiri, which is the death of the Japanese fellas. And now it changed to finally it changed to the path of the elephants. And
is there some TV show dialogue?
Sorry. And in the middle of the song, they make a joke out of the Michael Knight film, soap opera, Kid Car and stuff.
Right, Knight Rider.
Knight Rider. And it's, don't know, I'll explain you later.
Okay, T. Decay here on Turmoil.
Ya no más el vehículo M15533 y la tiene robado. Ustedes saben que no lo pueden analizar otro vídeo porque por los huevos necesito ayuda a cambiar. Vale, recibido, corte fuera.
Siempre soy a ver, con ir a alguna selva, viendo con los malos como tío de Arfán. Si no puede ser, me compraré una moto y me iré a ver el loco al París tocar. Pero ahora mismo a mí, todo eso me da igual. Metido aquí en el coche, dispuesto a reventar. La aguja aguanta, si el coche aguanta, y el coche aguanta, si aguanto yo. Joven solitario embarcado en una cruzada para salvar
90.1 FM Turmoil, T Decay. Let me try this. La Senda de los Elefantes.
Near. Near enough, at least.
I didn't curse in Spanish or anything, did I? I don't want to get in trouble. That's from the album Carnivision. And it was strange here in the kit car in Spanish.
Yeah.
Well, that's something. I want to thank you for coming down. And
pleasure.
It's enjoyable, and really enjoy the new album a lot, TDK, Toda Prisa. Thanks to Virginia for helping him out here, bringing him to Long Island. We're going to end up with the TDK song from the new album. It's called La Sala.
Which is the ballroom.
The ballroom.
Yeah. You call it ballroom over here?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, something like that.
Okay. That wraps it up for me, Steve Kreitzer. I'll be back again next Wednesday night at 10:30. Have yourselves a safe and a good week. We've got some mystery guests coming up after this. The address, once again, for TDK, the number here is 632-6901. I'll give you the address to write to order the record if you'd like it. TDK, La Sala, here on Turmoil on WUSB Stony Brook.
Well, that's all right.
this room.